USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived Tuesday in Saudi Arabia. Now he's set to meet with the king to discuss the alleged murder of the Washington Post journalist. Saudi Arabia has denied any involvement in this murder, but Senator Ben Sasse says we need to really get to the bottom of this.
It's evident that the Saudis have a lot to explain, and this attempt to create new cover story over new cover story, you don't have a bone saw in an embassy abroad unless you got some big problems going on in your governance.
Massachusetts Senator and possible presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren released results of a DNA test that she says proves she has at least some Native American heritage. The Cherokee Nation criticized Warren's announcement, saying her use of a DNA test is useless for determining tribal citizenship and that using DNA to determine a connection to any tribal nation is inappropriate and wrong. The test did come back and prove that Warren is 0.98% Native American. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The founder and CEO of Amazon says he embraces any chance to work with the U.S. military. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
As many other tech firms like Google pull out of defense work, citing pressure from their employees to do so, Jeff Bezos says Amazon wants to work enthusiastically with the United States military. He says the country is going to be in trouble if big tech companies turn their backs on the Department of Defense. Amazon is bidding for a major Pentagon contract. The Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Project, known as JEDI, is a 10-year cloud computing deal worth as much as $10 billion.
The government ended fiscal 2018 at $779 billion in the red, or 17% more than fiscal 2017, which was a split between President Trump and President Obama. The budget shortfall this year works out to about $6,200 per household. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The campaign of Democratic Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania pulled an ad from TV from the home market of Republican challenger Lou Barletta after Mr. Barletta called the ad cruel to his family. The ad accuses Barletta of voting to let insurers refuse coverage of people with pre-existing conditions and features a family whose twin daughters were diagnosed with cancer, saying if Lou Barletta has his way, kids like mine could be denied the care they need. Now Barletta says the ad is inaccurate and hurtful since his toddler grandson, a twin, is also fighting cancer. Barletta joined Fox News on Tuesday to discuss the ad.
I can't tell you the hurt and the pain that we felt, my whole family, my wife, my daughter, knowing that I had just told this story to Senator Casey about the miracle birth of these twins that we have, and to see this ad is just, I thought what I saw with Brett Kavanaugh was an all-time low. I didn't realize that Senator Casey would stoop to this level to hurt a family. Obviously, he doesn't know what it's like to have a loved one diagnosed with cancer, yet alone an 18-month-old baby. That's getting chemotherapy as we speak. We don't know if Jordan's going to be okay. And to see this commercial is evil. That's the only way I can describe it. It's evil. I don't know. Bob Casey's everything that's wrong with politics in Washington. I just it's hard for me to explain.
In the latest poll, Barletta was trailing in that race by 8 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.